Raidieraksts drošinātājs. Well, sitting here in Latvia and thinking about Ukrainian army veterans, I would imagine that when they are back at home from fighting, they just want some peace and quiet in their lives. But here I am about to speak with a war veteran with a call sign Comics, who has chosen to take up combat sport involving swords, axes, and what else. And he calls it the best way to spend his free time and cope with experiences of war. Hi, Comics.
Hi, everyone.
Do you often hear people surprised about your choice of hobby?
Yes, usually it surprises people. Mostly they don't even know what is that, so I should explain and better to show video. But after they see, they are excited to try it.
So you have experience in explaining this. So in a couple of sentences, what is Buhurt?
Buhurt is kind of sport for for guys who want to put some his aggression to somewhere, you know. Like it's, gonna say like that, the old type of the fight in the... Obladunki, if it means, sorry, I need to switch to Ukraine because I don't know that word. It's Serdnevichni, Obladunki, Boyi na Machach. Yes, so that is Buhurt. Like, I explain it like that, I show in the video, and I'm saying that I'm enjoying it every time I fight.
Okay, before we talk more about how Buhurt sport helps war veterans like you, could you tell me how you got involved in the army?
That was the 2022, and it was the time when Azovstal began. In that time, I heard that the soldiers were searching for new guys who can go on the helicopters to Azovstal. And I wanted to go, but I wasn't have any experience, and I told them that I could go, and they just sent me to another battalion and say that you are suicide guy, you don't know what you want, so you better to learn first, and then you can go somewhere. And that's how I got to Sesoo Azov in that time. But then it switched to 3rd Assault Battalion, 3rd Okrema Shturmova. And like about half year I was training, like pretty much. And then in the winter I got to Bakhmut Company. And then I've been there maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months.
In Bakhmut, yeah?
Something like that. Yes, yes. In Bakhmut area, yes. And then I got, in total, I got 2 contusions. The most of the my bad experience was from that time. So I ended that company, and I found the good rehabilitation center for military and veterans in capital. So I got there, and there I met my friend, now a good guy. He's owner of one of the company of Buhurt in Ukraine, and I start to training with him a lot. So I really like that, and now I'm coming to that place almost every weekend if I have a chance.
Mm-hmm. So. But what was the most challenging aspect of transitioning from active duty after getting contusions to a life in capital where there is no daily fighting?
I'm not actually switched after that time. I just had 1 month rehab in in capital. So then I back again, but just I start work in different way as a intelligent, like air intelligent.
So you're in active military, right?
Yes. Now I'm working instructor, like almost 3 months already. Yeah, I'm still military, yeah.
Right, so tell me about Buhurt Sich. What is it?
That's a good company of people. Which is Buhurt is collecting usually good people around you, like you. If you have some aggression or a lot of energy, or something that you cannot hold by yourself, Buhurt gonna help you with that. And basically, Buhurt is a sport with in armor, with a weapon, all safety. You can train in with that, a bit heavy, so you need to train good. But the way you fighting with someone in armor, some match, if you know what I mean, is give you some energy that is just help you still live. And the people which you meet there, it's also good guys. They had same experience as me. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But even if they don't have some experience like that, they still understand you, because they are a bit different. Like they are more understandable for military guys. That's why I like it. That's what is Buhurt for me.
I read that Buhurt Sich as an organization is not even a year old, but it has attracted more than 170 participants. So it means that it was not an existing sports club, but in like made especially for military guys or veterans to participate. Yeah.
Yes. 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 It's like it's more for rehabilitation for military guys.
Right. But what sort of rehabilitation are we talking about? What sort of problems? I understand that PTSD is a common issue for soldiers who have been in war. What is it for you in particular, for some of your mates?
About myself, I'm gonna tell that it's helping me to solve my problem with aggressive. So, like, I have quite a lot of aggressive after some fight on the war, or maybe after some problems in the military community that we need to solve. Like, and I have that aggression, but I cannot to put it somewhere. In a Buhurt, I can just leave it away. Yeah, it can help me. It help just control your emotion more. So when you have a lot of aggression inside of you, you don't know where to put it, because around you is just simple people, maybe civilian, you maybe could be not at the war anymore. So you need to put somewhere this aggression, and in a Buhurt you can do it. It's pretty safety, you have good armor, and also it helped me with socialization. So Buhurt collecting people around you that can understand your skills, your
experience.
Yes, even when you are not in the mood, you still can be there, you still can be in that atmosphere, and just listen some live music, drums, watch how people fight, eat good food. Yes, so it's helped me with a lot of things.
You said that aggression has been an issue now. Was that also before you participated in combat missions, before the war? Or it's do you think it's a result of participating in combat missions?
Yes, it's result of the war experience, and it's understandable result, because I've been on the war. Yes, I seen a lot of bad things, and that was quite hard. My aggression is normal thing after this all experience I got.
Sure.
Usually this aggression is not just come to my life without any reason.
Have you participated in battles already, or only training so far?
I mean, Buhurt
battles.
Yes, training. Only training. In this weekend, actually tomorrow, I'm going to tournament. There I'm going to just watch the battles,
right,
because I still don't have my own armor. Yeah, I'm gonna just watch, I enjoy it, and there's gonna be also my friends, good food.
Buhurt Sich, does it have a its own training hall, or it's you switch place to place? How is it in practical terms?
Buhurtsich actually have his own training field, quite nice place in the forest, looks very like atmosphere. So usually they don't change the place.
Okay, what's gonna happen when the winter comes?
It's going like inside. There's close to that forest is a building where the rehabilitation is going, and there's a vocal zal. Yes, so there we are still continuing training, watching videos, chilling. Yeah, but mostly most of the fun is, of course, is on summertime.
Right. So can you describe a typical training session you have?
When everybody came, we talking a little bit about Buhurt, what is that? Maybe somebody don't know it. Explaining what is that and how it become famous in Ukraine, popular. And then we start to warming up. And then after good warm-up, we start to do some exercise, which our coach is giving us. Yes, we put our soft armor. We take in a weapon. With the soft armor and weapon, we start to do some exercises. After a few exercise, we start in doing the fight. Maybe 1-1, maybe 3-3. It depends how much people is came. In the other side of the location, you also can, if you don't want to train, maybe you are not in the mood, maybe your health doesn't allow you to do that. In the other side of the location, some people playing on the drums. That actually sounds amazing when you are on a fight, you are fighting with somebody in armor, and there you hear some drums is on a beat, like, and it's giving you some energy. I even cannot explain what kind of that. In the other side of location, somebody can help to cook the dinner for everybody. Yes. After a good fight, you are just drink water and going to the table, have dinner with everybody, talking about everything you want. The full training is taking about 1.5 hours, but this is the full training. If we're talking about training and like after stuff, so it could take maybe 3-4 hours, but it's just for enjoying your time.
And how does a person feel after training?
For me, I don't feel any pain after that. I feel just relaxed, some peace, because the fight could be finished different. You can win the fight or you can lose. And doesn't matter which one, you still feeling like comfortable, relaxing, and it's just like your whole body is warm up, so it's pretty warm. You're hot, you having even the smoke from your body, and you are like machine that is just finish it work, and after that you just relaxing or laying down on the grass and just chilling. That's the good feeling, and that's actually like one of the good feeling I got after war experience.
If you want to let your aggression out, there is boxing, there is, I don't know, different martial arts. What's different about Buhurt? Why did you choose Buhurt, not boxing, let's say?
It's just more safety because you are wearing the metal gear.
Right.
That's looks cool. That's give your whole body training, good training. And I don't know. That's why I like it.
How does the training environment in Buhurt differ from your military training experience?
It's pretty different. In the military training experience, I had a specific goal, like to find out how I can survive. In Buhurt is about find out how you can be more stronger, more fast, more выносливым, and how you can win the fight.
The feeling, overall feeling, probably is also different.
Sure, yes. It's like, for the moment, I'm almost not having any problem with aggression. So I'm just coming to Buhurt, search for good people, for good training, and just enjoying the time. So yeah, it's actually helping with a lot of things.
Do you have only those physical activities on during the training, or does Buhurt Sich also provide some advice from, I don't know, psychologists, mental health experts, and something other than only physical side of the things?
Yeah, actually, Buhurt Sich, they have a good specialist, which is, can talk to you and help anytime. Because actually, like, a few meters away, there's the rehab center, and there's a lot of the psychologists over there. So yeah, Buhurt Sich is having connect with them, and they can help you with anything you need.
Have you spoken to psychologists?
Oh yeah, sure. Like, I've been there for 1 month in that rehab center, and yes, they helped me a lot, quite a lot.
Buhurt has different competitions. There is 1-on-1, 3-on-3, 5-on-5, 20-on-20, 30-on-30 fighters in each team. What role does the camaraderie play in your experience in Buhurt?
I try to train in with the team. Like, we fight 5-to-5, 3-to-3. That was a good experience. I like that when you are feeling that you are doing something with the guys, like something they want to do as well, and you are like, have one goal, win. You are trying to communicate with each other, maybe make some strategy, maybe somebody gonna try some hard work and gonna work better. And after, like, first fight, after first round, you are talking with them and having talking about experience after first round, and find out how to win next round. Yes, so it's very interesting. You are learning some stuff. You're training. You're communicating with people. Yeah, and it's good thing when you are doing something with other people. And you, everyone enjoying it, it's a good one.
Can we draw comparisons with fighting in a war? That you have your own company, you have your strategies, you have to implement them. And here it's the same, but without the fear of for life. So it's basically, here you also have a team, you have your strategies, you have your fights, but at the end, everyone shakes each other's hands, not dies.
In this fight in the Buhurt, when you're hitting your opponent, you are understand that there's another human, and if you hit too much hard, sometimes you are even scary and asking, is it everything okay, and it's fine, while even fight is going on. So yeah, it's different a little bit, but the main thing that you're saying, that you're working as a with the teammates, it looks like on a war combat, but you are just not dying. You're in a safe place, and around you just good people.
But isn't there at the heat of the battle, isn't there that you sometimes just go too much into the battle, and just lose yourself?
Actually, I let myself losing myself in the Buhurt. Yeah, there's all the time is watching us coach, and if something happened wrong, he just stopped the fights and that's it. And the coach is really professional one. He's having experience about 20 something, I don't know, years with the Buhurt. So he can fight with everyone who just become the Buhurt man, and he gonna calm him down. So it's pretty safety. Even if you lose yourself and you are going to kill someone, you cannot really kill it because there's the armor and you have a soft weapon. It's only if you gonna just doing something really crazy. And yes, if that way, coaches comes and finish the fight.
Have you noticed that you are acting differently or looking at the world differently after you started to do this sport?
I become more calm guy. Я більше заспокоївся. So I'm not more stressing that much as I stressed before. I'm more understanding that everybody his own experience, and if you are have a bad mood, you better just go other way, just don't talk, even if you are in a bad mood with the other guys when it's not the right time. I mean, so it's make me thinking more about a new style of life, that I see the my social sphere like is more about veterans and soldiers. Yes, I need to be in new community right now. I cannot just get back to my old life and speak with the old friends normally. No, it's not working anymore. So yes, Бугурт showed me that I have a new community, and this community is really good one. Actually, there's a lot of good people, and they have also not just bad experience in life, they have also a good experience as well, and they can share it with you. You can get some more experience from them. Like, it's Бугурт showed me that life is not end.
Have you talked to your coach, and maybe he has told you guys, are you any different from people with no military experience in these battles, that maybe you take it too seriously, or you are strategically very well prepared? Or is there must be some difference between those guys who have gone through war and those guys who are fighting in Бугурт just for fun?
No, actually, I don't see any difference, because as I know, the people who was on the Бугурт before even war, they become soldiers and they start to war. Yeah, so, and the people I met in the Бугурт siege, which is not have war experience, it's same people as me. Yes, we have maybe different life experience, but we are on the same level. We are speaking nice to each other. We respect all the experience we got. So, yeah, it's fine.
I don't know if you can answer this question, because you said you have not participated in any tournaments yet. But how has the Бугурт community in Ukraine welcomed you, Бугурт siege guys, in their community? Has the Бугурт community been supportive towards military guys and war veterans?
Actually, I will know it tomorrow. Yes, I'm gonna see it and check how they are, like how they thinking about us, like veterans in the Бугурт siege. But I think mostly people from Бугурт is more soldiers, more veterans, because Бугурт is more about war. It's about some war experience that we had like many years ago. And this kind of people who are training in Бугурт, inside in their blood, I guess they have this warrior
spirit.
So, yes. So they become the soldier on the start, on the begin the war.
Бугурт is not only sports, it's also history. It's also culture.
Yes.
Looking from outside, it seems that the full-scale invasion of Russia in Ukraine has put Ukrainian culture and distinct history in spotlight, and more people in Ukraine are learning about their own history, their own culture. especially when we hear Russia saying that, well, Ukraine is not a country, it's not a, it doesn't have its own culture, it doesn't have its own history. How do you see it while being in Ukraine, in Buhurt, in military? Do you see that as well, that people are paying more attention to your own history and culture in Ukraine at the moment?
Yes, actually, yes. Buhurt is also teaching you your history. For me, it informed me a lot. Like, yeah, my coach, love to him. He teach me a lot of thing, and he's still doing that. He still explained me a lot of details that I haven't known before, and to other guys as well.
The biggest competition in Buhurt sport in the world, the Battle of Nations, which is a world championship, took place for the first time in Ukraine in 2009. And actually, the first three tournaments, the world championships, took place in Ukraine. And then when you look at the results, there were most often you see Ukraine and Russia at the very top of the world in this sport. Do you know, maybe from your coach, who has had very big experience in Buhurt, as you said, do they still have any connections with Russian Buhurt athletes? These communities, you said, are very friendly usually, but then we hear that even after the full-scale invasion, even family members have gotten into fights about who is right and who is not. How the situation is in Buhurt?
As my coach tell me the stories, Russian was always bad guys, even in the Buhurt. Even the way how they are fighting usually like in a dirty style. Yes, so from 2014, Buhurt's men from Ukraine, they are not have any connection. Like, it's from my coach. Like, I know that he's not really like anyone from Russia. Today, of course, they are not have any connection as well. Because that's, as I know, that Russian Buhurt's men is also goes to the war. Yes, you can even meet them on a battalion field.
How do you see the Buhurt sport evolving in Ukraine, particularly because you have so many veterans who need such help? Do you see big days ahead for Buhurt in Ukraine?
Yes, I see. I see it even now. It's every day, it's just getting more popular, and the veterans and the military still who is on the war, they're connecting to Buhurt community. It's getting more bigger and bigger, and I see that in the future it can be a good Ukrainian national team of Buhurt that is gonna go to the international tournaments, and it have a good future. I see it.
What should we wish you personally? Of course, you have to win in the war, but what should we wish you personally?
I wish to everyone who is not even on a war or who have some problems in life. You always can look at the life different from the different side. You always can have some help from other guys. You just need to talk. Don't let be with your problems by your own. Just find someone who you can talk, whoever it can be, all your parents or your friend, or if you are Ukrainian and you are maybe need some help after war experience, you just come to Buhurt and we're gonna help.
So I'm very happy that you have found your tribe, and that has helped you. So thank you.
Thank you for supporting. Thank you for this talk.
Paldies tev, Dīvu, par interviju ar kara veterānu un Ukrainas bruņoto spēku instruktoru, kura segvārds ir komiks. Jā, mēs esam šķiet runājuši jau pirms tam arī citās epizodēs, un es pieņemu, vēl noteikti runāsim arī daudzās nākamajās par to, kā tie karavīri, kas atgriežas pēc tam no dienesta, kā viņi iekļaujas šajā civilajā dzīvē, kāda ir rehabilitācija un visu šīs sastāvdaļas, bet ir tik daudz īstenībā dažādu veidu, kā viņiem palīdzēt, un šis ir, man liekas, tāds spilgts piemērs tam, kā konkrēti spēt, varēt un kur izlādēt dusmas, kas, es domāju, nu, dažne dažādāko iemeslu dēļ un pat ne kara veterāniem ikdienā, man šķiet, nu, katram cilvēkam nākas kaut kādā veidā vai nu hobijā vai kaut kur atrast to iespēju to izdarīt, un šis ir tāds labs, nu, gan sports, kā sevi nodarbināt fiziski, gan arī patiešām izlādēties emocionāli, un arī man šī intervija bija ļoti interesanta, ņemot vērā to, ka arī interesē vēsturi un vēsturiskas filmas arī par šādiem laikiem, par viduslaikiem, tad man bija tiešām interesanti klausīties un noteikti būtu arī interesanti paskatīties, kā šīs cīņas notiek.
Paskatīties varēs vismaz fotogrāfijās LSM.lv, nedēļas nogalē parasti tur tiek publicēta šīs te mūsu drošinātāja lielās intervijas, tā kā uzmeklējiet arī to. Es zinu, ka arī Latvijā ir viduslaiku cīņu aktīvisti. Ies ar mūsu klausītājiem tāds ir, esiet sveicināt, sveicien no drošinātāja. Ja jūs zinat kādu tādu cilvēku un jums šķiet, ka vajadzētu šo interviju dzirdēt arī viņam vai viņai, tad droši nozūtiet linkus, rakstiet mums komentārus, spiediet īkšķīšus vai zvaigznītes, kas nu kur jāspiež, lai šo raidierakstu dzirdētu vairāk cilvēku. Tāpat arī varat mums droši rakstīt, drošinātājs at Latvijas Radio LV, paldies tiem cilvēkiem, kuri mums raksta. Jā, esam saņēmuši jūsu idejas par intervijām, kādas mēs varētu veikt nākotnē. Ieklausīsimies, mēģināsim izpildīt jūs vēlmes. Tāpat, ja jums kaut kādas tēmas saistībā ar Ukrainu un visapkārt notiekošo nav skaidrs, dodiet mums ziņu. Meklēsim skaidrojumus, meklēsim kādu, kurš varēs profesionāli visu izskaidrot. Tas šajā reizē viss tik piebildīšu, ka nākamajā nedēļā Latvijas radio korespondente Ukrainā Indra Sprance viesosies drošinātājā ar interviju, kas ierakstīta Kīvā. Ar Ukrainā kritušā Latvijas pilsoņa Vitālijas Smirnovu māmu Sandru. Tas tad būs pēc nedēļas. Pēc nedēļas arī sadzirdamies mēs ar jums klausītāju un ar tevi, Richard. Bet, ja jūs šo klausāties kaut kad pēc nedēļas, divām vai mēneša vai gada, tad spiediet vienkārši next, nākamo epizodi, un tur jau mēs atkal būsim priekšā. Man tas viss, Richard.
Jā, nu arī iesteikšu saredzēšanos nākamajā reizē, lai jums droši nedēļa, turpiniet mums rakstīt un atcerieties, ka katra epizode, kas iznāk jaunā ar jaunu saturu, ir katru nedēļu, un tā ir ceturtdienā, un noteikti atcerieties arī to, ko mēs ar Dīvu piesaucam katras epizodes noslēgumā. Proti, drošinātājs, tas ir skaidri un personīgi par karu Ukrainā.
Raidieraksts drošinātājs.